This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 206. One huge mistake you're making when it comes to missing the bus.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA. Do you miss the bus or lose the bus? Today, find out how to avoid making the big mistake to sound more natural, plus hear a funny cross-cultural relationship story from Aubrey.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Lindsay, have you ever missed a bus or a plane, but like just barely?
Oh my gosh, a plane. I've never missed a plane.
Oh, that's good.
But I've missed a bus for sure. I mean, city buses, right? But then you just wait for the next one. So it's not the worst thing ever. What about you?
Yeah, planes are much worse. I missed a plane in Athens, Greece.
Oh, no.
And there was like not another connecting flight for a while. I ended up having to pay for another hotel and I didn't have money.
Wow.
It was tragic.
Did you miss it because your prior flight was... later,
no,
or did
it
you
was
show up to the airport late?
Traffic, yeah, the taxi.
Oh, traffic,
I was in a taxi getting from the hostel to the plane, and I thought I had left plenty of time, but then there was an accident, I think, and traffic was terrible. And they just couldn't get me there in time. I was running to the terminal, and they left without me. And
oh my gosh, the more and more life experience I have, the more I realize you got to leave tons of time
so
when you go to the
early.
Airport. That happened to me last, I think it was in May when I went home. I took the train from Denver to the airport and there was a big train accident. We actually hit a car. The train hit a car.
Oh no.
Yeah. And we were stopped for like an hour. Luckily I had left an extra hour, which is a lot of time to leave, but I said, I'll just leave early. Why not just get there?
Why not?
And I didn't miss my flight. Thank God. Cause it would have been hard to rebook and expensive.
Oh. Right? That's so lucky that you left early enough. I know sometimes I get there by the skin of my teeth. It's a great idiom, meaning just barely. And
good idiom.
I've been stuck in traffic for hours before where if I were going to the airport, I would miss a flight. There was a fatality accident where it became like a criminal investigation. So they had to block the whole freeway, all lanes of the freeway. And they had all of us cars turn around on the freeway and take the past exit. It took hours and hours.
Of
it was
course.
Terrible.
Of course. And then you think to yourself, of course, this happens today.
Right? Yes, right. Luckily that day I wasn't headed to a plane or I for sure would have missed that flight.
Oh my gosh, that is so crazy. You would have missed the flight, right? But not you would have lost the flight.
No, exactly.
No.
I did not have a flight to lose. Good point. That's what we're talking about today, guys, because we hear language speakers in English make mistakes with the words miss and lose. Mm-hmm. And I get it because these verbs are different in the languages I've learned. I understand why these mistakes are made.
Oh, for sure. And guys, we're doing this top 15 mistakes series. This is not included in the series, but it definitely could be, right? So go and find the other episodes in this series around this time, this last couple of weeks. But this is another one that if you make this mistake, it just doesn't sound great, right? It's not
the
worst one, but it's sort of weird. It just doesn't work.
Yep. It's very obvious. It's very glaring. It's, would say, unforgivable. Not, I mean, natives are forgiving, but they're definitely going to notice this one.
Yeah. So where do we start here, Aubrey? I mean, how can we make sure we remember this? Or maybe we'll give some more examples here.
Right. So the most common mistake we hear is to say like, I lost the bus, like you would say, instead of I missed the bus. So the problem with saying that, it suggests that you owned the bus and then you no longer know where it is. That's what it would mean if we say I lost the bus. To lose means you have lost it. You don't know where it is any longer. You can lose your keys or your wallet, an item that you can lose, but you cannot lose a bus. If you don't catch the bus on time, we say, I missed the bus.
I missed the bus. So important. It's just the use of the verb. We can also say, I lost my train of thought, right? Yes. So it can be used in that way too. You can't touch the train of thought. It's not a physical thing, but you still lost it because you had it before.
That's a good point, right? It doesn't have to be a physical thing that you can accidentally put in the freezer. There are lots of other things we talk about losing, like thoughts, but it has to be something that we possessed at one time. We understood it. We knew where it was, and then we lost it.
Exactly. And what about miss? I mean, when do we use miss?
Yeah, so to miss someone or something can mean two things. Mm-hmm. As with buses and trains, it can mean you did not arrive on time to get a ride. So the bus left without you, the plane left without you, you missed it.
Yes.
But there is another meaning of miss, right, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm. Totally. So this idea of an emotional kind of a regret or something that's, well, I'm going to use the word missing again. Something, so you want to be with someone, right? You miss them, right? Maybe you haven't seen the person in a while. So you miss your sister if they live in another country, maybe.
Exactly.
And that's also, you're going to hear that a lot, guys. Really
you have regret at their absence of a thing or a person, right? So you say, I miss them. And this, I have a story in French for this meaning of miss, because in French, the grammar for the verb miss is very different. They will say, il me manque. That's a reflexive verb, which to me looked like it would say, you know, you miss me.
Right.
They flip the meaning of that pronoun. And I was confused so many times and actually had my feelings hurt because I did not understand. Oh, no. And I thought someone was saying to me, like, you miss me.
Oh,
instead of I miss you. Isn't that so funny? Because it changes the meaning very much.
Yeah. So was there some kind of, did you say something that was sort of embarrassing or like you just felt bad? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was dating a boy in Belgium and I sort of called him out. I was like, that's kind of rude. Like, sure. And then he had to explain to me the grammar because I had not learned it or probably learned it, but didn't understand.
Yeah,
and had to figure that out.
Now you'll never forget it again, right, Aubrey?
Exactly.
You know, you forget that. It's cross-cultural relationships are another adventure we like to talk about on the show for sure. That's fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So yeah, so guys, it's very clear, right? So, you know, you miss your plane, miss your flight, okay? You can't lose it. That's the bottom line. We just want to make sure our listeners that you guys keep this in mind. Don't make this mistake.
Yeah, and for the second meaning of miss, to have this emotional regret, same thing, right? We wouldn't say, I lost my sister, I lose my sister. We say, I miss my sister, I miss having a car.
Yeah, and that's the other piece, right? So the other thing you can say, guys, you miss something about a lifestyle, right? So you can miss a person and you could also miss a way of life. I miss having a car, I miss walking in New York City, right?
Yes.
What do you miss, Aubrey, about life in New York?
Oh, just so much to do. I miss all of the activities, the late night buzz. It's pretty dead here after 8 p.m. And New York was awake all night long. The city that never sleeps, like they say, it's so true. And then just there was something to go do. Museum exhibits or just museums and, you know, concerts in the park and any time of year, any day, there was multiple fascinating things to go and do. That's not the case here in old Phoenix, Arizona.
Old Phoenix, Arizona. Although Phoenix is a fast-growing city from what I've heard. Isn't that true?
Sure, but there's such a difference with New York, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here, there are concerts, there are venues, there are things you can go and do.
But
New York is so abuzz with lots of different things to go, interesting, fascinating people and things to do, not like anywhere else in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I love that bonus word you said here. It's a buzz. New York City is a buzz with energy, with people. It's so true. When I went a few years ago to interview people for our Connected Communicator course back in 2016, I made a trip down and I remember feeling that so intensely. I was standing in Union Square and interviewing someone right on the sidewalk on the street. And I got in a cab and it was like 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night, whatever. But you could just feel the energy of the city. It was incredible. It was like, it was buzzing with energy.
Yes, like, right. The lights and people talking and lots going on, no matter what time of day.
It's true. So guys, if you've ever lived in New York and you miss it, then we empathize with that. Yes. Don't we, Aubrey? Yep, for sure. So this has been a great topic. Lose versus miss. Guys, don't make the mistake. Aubrey, any final thoughts here?
No, and I do want to reiterate, guys, we are all about connection, not perfection. Yeah. Don't let this make you afraid to speak in groups. Yeah, you might make this mistake. It's not the end of the world. It is more glaring, which is why we're talking about it in an episode so you can practice and be ready. But don't let worrying about mistakes like this keep you from speaking with natives and other people learning English, right? Make those connections without worrying about making mistakes.
Exactly, Aubrey. I'm glad you said that. Your number one goal as a listener of All Ears English should always be to seek connection first. And you can do that no matter how many mistakes you're making. You can still maintain eye contact. You can still tell a joke. You can still laugh and smile and connect. Okay? Yes. So your goal is always to find that.
And don't be afraid to point it out, right? Laugh it off and be like, oh, that's funny. I said lost. I meant missed. Yeah. Now that you're aware of it, if you catch yourself making that, that's endearing for natives. When you know, swallow your pride, point it out, and everyone can kind of chuckle about it.
And it's a great start, a conversation starter.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So you start the conversation there. So good, so good. This has been a great episode, Aubrey. Thanks for hanging out today.
Yeah, for sure. See you next time.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.